Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Marlo Thomas is back with us again this year to talk about St. Jude's. And Marlo, I think the last time we had you on, you were with your husband, Phil Donahue, and about the book where you interrogated all your friends.
Oh, our marriage book, yes.
Yes. Oh, that was so good. Such a great book, and I would encourage
you so much.
Everybody to get that. And I was thinking about this today. So your dad, Danny Thomas, of course, the legendary Danny Thomas, founded a hospital. I mean,
yes.
Who does that?
A man with a conscience, a man with a dream, and he certainly had one. My father grew up very poor. Our children in the neighborhood never went to the doctor. He had little friends who died of influenza and appendicitis that are completely preventable. But the kids never could go to the doctor. Their parents couldn't afford it. And so they died. And that was something my father carried in his heart for a long time. And when he decided to build St. Jude, he made a promise that no family ever would be given a bill for treatment or travel or housing or food.
Wow.
And that's an amazing promise because that means nobody pays. We're not for profit. So unlike other hospitals, we have to get 89% of our funds from our generous donor.
Wow.
And it costs nearly $2 billion a year to run St. Jude.
I was just going to ask you,
So this campaign and our donors are really the lifeblood of St. Jude.
And you created the Thanks and Giving campaign in 2004, 20 years now.
We've raised over $1 billion in 20 years, which is pretty exciting.
Wow.
But, you know, we have some wonderful partners. We have Best Buy and Domino's Pizza and Home Goods and Williams-Sonoma and Kay Jewelers and Joanne and AutoZone, all these wonderful partners that actually open up their hearts and their doors of their stores, and they say to their customers, would you like to leave a little something for the children of St. Jude? And people leave a dollar. A dollar's fabulous. My father used to say he'd rather have a dollar from a million people than $1 million from one person. So it's important that we all get involved, that everybody get involved. St. Jude is America's hospital.
It is, and it's an easy thing to do. We're talking to Marlo Thomas here on the National Defense. And it's one of those things, too, that, you know, in this age of arguing and differences, and I mean, who would ever oppose an idea of free health care for kids?
Yeah, I wish we could do that for all kids in this country.
Right.
I wish we could give all kids a free health care. But thank God we can do it at St. Jude. And we do it because of a program like this.
Absolutely.
We raise the money from the public. Yeah. And it wouldn't be possible if we didn't know, you know, if we didn't have these donors. And we've been open so long now that the word is out. We are the genuine article. We really are saving children's lives. And all of our research is sent immediately to all the other hospitals and all the other doctors and medical communities around the world. So everybody gets a share in what America pays for at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
I love that. We're talking to Marlo Thomas here in the National Defense. And I just read your list of things you can't live without. Spotify. Spotify's on that list. I love Spotify. I am obsessed with making Spotify playlists.
I love Spotify.
Oh, my gosh.
I like everything on that. The perfumes and the doggy dog. And they asked me what I couldn't live without, and I said, Phil. And they said, you can't say Phil because you can't buy Phil.
That's right.
A list where people could buy things. I said, oh, no, you can't buy Phil. That's for sure.
You can't even rent Phil.
I'm not going to rent him.
Marlo, what's the best place for people to find out about St. Jude and the great work you do?
Well, you know, if you go to stjude.org, you'll be able to ask all kinds of questions and find the answers to anything you want to know about in terms of the research, in terms of the clinic and the doctors, and also in terms of our wonderful program, our Thanks and Giving program. And you can also see stories of the children. And I think all of that is important because money's tight. And if you're going to send us a dollar, you have every right to know where your dollar's going.
Right, right.
So I encourage you to go to stjude.org and see the story, hear the story, and then make a donation.
Marlo, thank you so much for your work and keeping your dad's dream alive. Just fantastic. Hope you and Phil have a great Christmas. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.